Estevan. The United Way Estevan reflected on another successful telethon and elected its new executive during its annual general meeting Wednesday night at the Beefeater Plaza. Audited financial statements released during the meeting show that the United Way received $386,658 in donations for the year ending December 31, 2022. The vast majority of the money, $350,053, came during the United Way's annual telethon in October. The goal for the year was $350,000. Among the expenses for last year, the United Way distributed $237,500 in allocations for its member agencies, and $64,405 for its community impact projects. The United Way elected its new executive Wednesday night as well. Robert Godfrey's one-year term as president has wrapped up, and he passed the presidential gavel over to Michelle Beaulieu. Beaulieu said she has long enjoyed being involved with the community. She has been part of boards and events, and has made lifelong friends. Giving back to the community has been important in my personal and work life. Through my employment, I've had opportunities to talk to students at schools, present on important topics and be a role model and a mentor, said Beaulieu. She joined the United Way board because she knows the impact the United Way has on so many programs in the community. During her first telethon, she saw the passion and dedication of the board members. Godfrey said he grew up loving the United Way, from performing when he was young to joining the board in 2016. He was nervous when he became president a year ago, and he was glad to have the support of the board. Mark Pettit is the new first vice president. A longtime member of the board, he was president in 2007-08. Brianne van de Woestijn is the second vice president. Lynn Traubert will remain the United Way's treasurer. Pettit, Doug McDavid, Linda Murphy and Wendy Gustafson were elected to another 3 years on the board of directors. Don Densley, who had been on the board since 1999, has decided to retire from the board. This year's telethon will be October 13 and 14, while the annual Day of Caring will be May 31. Representatives of the United Way's members' agencies and community projects were in attendance to explain the work they do in the community, the support they have from the United Way and how the contributions allow them to serve people. The next edition of the Mercury will have more on this story.